Well, we appreciate each one that's here this morning. Trust the Lord will bless our get together here today. I'd like to look at some verses of scripture in the book of James, first chapter. James, the first chapter and the first verse. It said, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And I want to read these verses with it. Verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. The double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I want to, here it's written to the 12 tribes that said scattered abroad. We know the early church was scattered through persecution. They scattered from Jerusalem and they went out to different areas because of the persecution that persisted. But he mentioned here, he said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. I'll just, that means various temptations, that means trouble. Count it all joy when you fall into various troubles, types of trouble. And he said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. I want to also get Romans, the 5th chapter, and I'd like to kind of compare these verses by two different writers, are very, very similar. Romans, the 5th chapter, and the 3rd verse, it says, not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Now here's two different verses that are teaching us to glory in tribulation or troubles and difficulties, but they both say knowing afterwards. I don't think it's just because of hardship or difficulty, but knowing that it's going to work for my good. Knowing that it can work if we take it in the right spirit and the right attitude. Knowing that it can accomplish God's will in my life. And I believe we can glory in that. Things that make me more like Christ. Things that teach me patience in my life. And those things, we can glory for that, I believe, for that reason, that purpose. And I believe God is endeavoring to teach us in life. He wants to teach us lessons. You know, he talked about the Holy Spirit would teach us, would lead us into truth. He would guide us. He would teach us. He would teach us. He's our teacher. He would teach us things. And I believe the Lord wants to teach us. He wants to instruct us in the things of life. I remember as a young child, I was probably 4 or 5 years old. Because I remember where I received the gift. But you know those metal things that are shaped real weird? They're puzzles, and you can lock them together, but there's a trick to get them together and a trick to get them apart. Have you ever seen those? Just the metal configurations. Well, my aunt got me one of those for my 4th or 5th birthday. And I remember trying to put those little pieces together. And I got so frustrated with it that I just set it aside. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. But I want us to think about, and I don't think it was just because it was me. I think we tend to gravitate towards things that are easy. Those things weren't easy. They were mind puzzles. They were irritable to me because I couldn't figure them out. And I didn't want to have anything to do with them. And you know, there's things like that in life that are difficult to figure out, that are puzzles to us, and we just toss it aside. We don't want to deal with it. But the Lord wants to teach us. He wants to instruct us. He wants us to be able to learn how things are go together and how they come apart and how they work together. Life's lessons. And they're not always easy. Sometimes they're very hard to get a hold of. They're hard to be able to really understand and receive. You know, have you had problems like that in your life? You've had problems to where you just didn't know what to do. You didn't know what was happening. You didn't understand. I think we've all been there, but God wants those to be teaching moments for us. That's what these verses are telling us. That these things work patience in our hearts, in our lives. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. You know, sometimes it takes patience and working with something and trying to really get a hold of an understanding and figure out what's going on. What's the solution? This morning, I believe the Lord has the solutions for life's troubles. I believe He does. I believe He has all the answers to our problems, our troubles, our needs. You know, when Jesus was here on earth, they tried to stump Him with hard questions. They tried to mix Him up. They tried to entangle Him in His words. He knew exactly what He was saying. He knew the exact answer. You remember they tried to get Him tangled up about the man had married 7 times. And well, whose wife is she going to be in the resurrection? He said, "You don't understand. We're going to be like the angels. We don't marry and are given in marriage in eternity. We don't." He was way above people's problems. But He has the answers. There's another scripture that came to my mind this week. It talked about, don't say in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven to bring Christ down? Or who shall descend into the deep and bring Christ up from the grave? He said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and thy mouth, the word of faith which we preached, that Jesus is alive and that He can help us to understand the issues and the entanglements of life. I looked up that word because sometimes we feel like that. Where's the Lord at? I believe that was read in Psalms. He said, when shall I appear before God? Where are you at? We need patience. We need patience as we look to God and as we pray. God doesn't always just, boom, the answer's right there. It's not like that. We've got to, and sometimes we can just give up in praying because we haven't got an answer yet. It's not coming, and we just go on our way. The Lord wants to teach us. And I want to encourage us this morning to, I've been really challenged in my own heart and life because I believe I see problems and I think, and I know God's got the answer for them. I know the Lord has answers. He has the answers to life's puzzles. I looked up that word puzzle. And it says to offer or represent to someone a problem difficult to solve or a situation difficult to resolve. A challenge mentally. Have you ever strained your brain trying to figure something out? That's a puzzle. It's a mystery. Complicate, entangle, to be uncertain as to action or choice, perplexity. Those are things, and I wished I knew how the word puzzle came about. I couldn't find the history on puzzle, but it's perplexity. You're looking at a problem, you're not sure what to do. There's an entanglement there. The verb that goes with that are synonyms. Verb synonyms to that word is confuse, disorient. And there's a lot of that in the world today, isn't there? Confusion, disorientation, maze, muddy, perplex, vex. It can be vexing. Baffle, beat, bewilder, confound. The noun synonyms are mystery. Listen to this one. Head scratcher. Head scratcher. I've done that a few times. Or I should say many times. A riddle. It's a mystery. But I'm encouraged this morning that God has the promises. He said, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. That first set of scripture that we read in James, right after that it starts talking about wisdom. If any man lacks understanding, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. The Lord wants us to understand. He wants us to understand our issues, our problems, the things that we face. He wants us to give us knowledge to know what to do so we're not perplexed or we're not disoriented, so the waters aren't muddied. I want to say the waters can get very, very, very muddy sometimes on situations and problems, but you know the Lord knows exactly. He's not overwhelmed. He's not overwhelmed by our problems, our difficulties, our challenges. And He says, when you count it joy, and I believe that's an opportunity for us to grow. It's an opportunity for us to be able to change, for us to be able to gain new ground that we maybe have not had before. And it says, he mentions it, knowing that tribulation worketh patience and patience experience. You know, when we stay with the problem and we work through a problem, and by the Lord's help, we get it solved. We get the answer. We get it figured out. Then that gives us experience. That gives us hope. Experience works hope. It brings confidence. It brings encouragement. It brings strength. That if the Lord helped me with this problem, He showed me what to do. He told me what to do. He's able to help me with the other problems that come along. Patience, experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. You know how it is when a person starts a new job or a trade? You know, it's like you haven't done it. You haven't been there. And it's a huge learning curve. I mean, there are so many things. You know, sometimes I know a little bit about woodworking and construction. And sometimes, you know, you get a little amused when you think of, you hear somebody doesn't have any experience at all and they're going to try this. And you just kind of, oh, I hope it goes well. Because you know there's a lack of experience there. You know they haven't handled the skill saw. They haven't driven in hammers, nails with a hammer. They just don't have the experience yet. But as a person applies themselves, they begin to learn. And they make mistakes, but you learn. And you get better at it. And you get more experienced. The Lord wants us to gain experience in our Christian, in our spiritual lives as well. He wants us to grow. He wants us to understand the things that He has between us. I read this thing on the internet the other day. It was, and I mentioned it before, but I want to mention it again. This man, he said he was successful. I don't know his name. I don't even know who he was. I don't remember him. But he said there's one word that stands between the successful and the unsuccessful. He said there's one word that stands between. So I wanted to know what that word was. And the word was perseverance. You know that means patience. Perseverance, patience. In other words, you stay the course. You stay in with it until you get it figured out. You know, a lot of times in life, we're like I was as a child. We just kind of push the trouble away, out of our mind, out of our heart. We don't want to deal with it. We don't understand it. We don't know the answers, and we just take the path of least resistance. That's our human makeup, our human nature. But it's going to take patience and perseverance on our part, praying and calling upon God for some answers. You know, there's another saying that said, ignorance, how's that go? Ignorance is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. But we're that way. As human, we get in our habits. We deal with things certain ways. We deal with problems certain ways. It becomes a learned behavior. It becomes how we deal with life. And I know many people in life, it's always someone else's fault. When there's a problem, when there's trouble, it's always somebody else. And we can go through life that way, and people do go through life that way. I remember a message I heard years ago, and it was talking about it was a brother minister. And I don't remember who the brother was, but he was having problems. And it wasn't in one congregation. He's having problems that happened three different times, different circumstances, fairly close together. And finally, the Lord spoke to him and said, it's not the congregations, it's you. It's you. He felt like it was them. But the Lord was saying, it's you. It's happened three different times. This is you. Don't we have a hard time acknowledging when it's us? We do as people. There's a verse that came to my mind that said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe the Lord wants to save us from evil and sin. But He also wants to save us from ourselves. There are quirks that we have. I have them too. There are things about us and our personality that the Lord wants to change about us, that He wants to temper, that He wants to work on. And Lord, help us today. Help us to be open and receptive that it could be, it might be me, it may not be my wife, it might be me. It may not be my children, it might be me. We can open our hearts up before God. And I believe with all my heart it takes God to help us to see ourselves. Because we don't see it. We like to pat ourselves on our back and done pretty good guy. I know in my life, my wife has been a great blessing and a help to me. She helped me just the other day. I get hung up on details. I'll get a detail, a minute thing. It's called straining at a gnat and being blindsided by the camels. I can get a detail and scrutinize that thing. How's this going to work out? How's this going to work out? How's this going to work out? My wife doesn't have that problem. She's so we kind of... She tempers me. She's helped me a lot. And I'm learning that that's a weakness of mine, that I get hung up on details. And it can be very grating. I mean, it can cause trouble. It can cause, not only for others, for me. It causes trouble for me. But the Lord can teach us. You know, it's taken me quite a few years to get a hold of that. It's taken me quite a while to get a hold of that. But the Lord can show us these things to help us to see He does have the answers. And I want to encourage us this morning, when there's a problem, that's an opportunity for us to grow. We don't like problems. I don't like problems. I don't like difficulties. I'll be the first to confess. And my natural temptation is just to ignore it. But they don't usually get better when you just ignore the problem. And we fail to grow as a person inwardly when we ignore. We ignore our troubles and our problems. And I've seen this before in Jacob. You know, Jacob was a supplanter. His name was Deceiver. He picked it up from his mother. And the Lord caused the situations of his life. He brought trouble. He brought trouble to Jacob. He allowed Jacob to run into a situation that he couldn't handle. Was it to destroy Jacob? No. It was to help Jacob, to understand Jacob. And I believe the Lord does that in our journey of life. He allows you and I to face ourselves. So Lord, help us to knock. Help us to seek knowledge. He said, if any man ask wisdom, let him ask of God, the Lord can get those knots out. Boy, those knots, especially in fishing lines, sometimes they're really hard to get out. But the Lord can untangle the knots and the problems and the things that are there if we'll open up our heart to Him and desire, teach me. There's another verse that says, for we know, here's another no, that all things work together for good to them that love God. The Lord has good things, but sometimes it's disguised under trouble and we can't recognize it. It's just like knocking that gift away and not having anything to do with it. Sometimes the Lord has good things for us, but it's disguised and we don't see it. So I want to encourage us and challenge us today, number one, to believe that God has the answer for life's trouble, for life's problem, for life's difficulty. And if we will seek Him and patiently look to Him, He is able to share with us things that we didn't know, things that we didn't comprehend, things that we didn't understand. He's able to open up our understanding. And when He does, it is so much better. Contrast being disoriented, being confused, being in muddy waters, contrast with being able to see and have direction and have patience and peace in your heart and life. It's a world of difference. When the Lord speaks, when He reveals to us, when He opens up to us, it's a difference between day and night. It makes a drastic difference. So I just want to encourage us this morning that the Lord does have the answers to life's problems, life's difficulties. Let us not give up on it or think it's too difficult or quit trying. Let us allow Him to teach us, to be our teacher. He does want to teach us some valuable, important lessons that we can live our lives by, that will navigate us, I believe, and that will make us, help us to be able to make heaven our home. Appreciate your attention this morning.